The state government is expected to restrict water licences for major industries in the Macquarie Valley from July to secure the town supplies. Restrictions will be placed on high security licences, which are held by mines in Mudgee, Cobar and Ningen, as well as abattoirs, golf courses and Western Plains Zoo. Water New South Wales will be holding a meeting this week to discuss how much water the businesses need. Spokesman Tony Webber says it's important to consider managing water without jeopardising regional employment.
The Macquarie Valley remains in the grip of very severe drought, and that's having a continuing significant impact on the inflows into Burrendong Dam. Burrendong Dam currently sits at approximately 6% of capacity, and Water New South Wales and the New South Wales government are implementing increasingly stringent drought measures to ensure that water is available for essential supply, you know, towns, communities downstream.
And obviously we are coming up to July, and that's significant because it is the end of the old water year and beginning of the new water year. What changes would we expect to happen?
Look, there's a possibility that government will make the decision based on advice from stakeholders and Water New South Wales that even high security water may well need to be restricted to extend vital supply. This year, this water year, we've already seen zero general security allocation for irrigators. It's almost certain there'll be zero allocation for the following water year for irrigators. Even carryover water to irrigators this year has been withheld. 30% reduction. Environmental flows have been cut back by 30%. They're likely to be cut back more. So it's really about, and this is what we want to talk to, stakeholders about on Thursday at a meeting we're having in Narromine, how much impact on important operations like the zoo, like Fletcher's Abattoir, like the mines that are a significant employer, what impact are these reductions going to have?
So in this meeting, you mentioned a couple. Who are these stakeholders that you expect to attend? And is this like a negotiation when it comes to water? What will be the significance of these conversations that take place?
So as I said, we want to hear back from significant water users, and we'll also be talking to local government as well next week. We've been talking to these large users and users that are sensitive to a potential reduction in high security, like the abattoirs, like the zoo, for example, and the mines. We really want to talk to these significant water users and hear what impact a reduction in high security is going to have on their operations. And that's going to inform decisions that occur around that 1 July point.
So how significant could these changes to their water allocations be? What is being considered at this point?
Well, as I said, there's no hard, fast decision being taken yet, but there is a likelihood that high security bill will be reduced with the intention of extending supply to downstream communities. We need to factor in that under, and what we're seeing really is a worst case scenario as far as inflows are concerned. In recent times, inflows have been well beneath the chronically low levels that were experienced in some of the worst droughts that we've had. So what we're seeing is we're planning around a worst case scenario. What we've seen is some inflows in the tributaries. We know that it rains in the winter and spring in these areas and that Burrendong is typically replenished. History tells us every couple of years Burrendong receives a considerable inflow typically over the winter-spring period. So we can have some optimism that we're not going to face the worst case scenario. That said, we need to plan around those eventualities so that we can extend town supply for as long as possible. Dubbo, Warren, Wellington, but also communities like Ningen and Cobar are reliant on Burrendong Dam.
When do we expect Burrendong to run dry and what happens at that point?
Under the worst case scenario and a continuation of the near absence of inflows, it's possible that the dam could run dry mid 2020. So under the drought plan, that final transfer from Windermere could take place at the end of 2019. So this mid-2020 figure where we say the dam may well be exhausted under a worst-case scenario, that factors in a Windermere transfer, and it also factors in the pumping of what's called dead storage, or storage that's below the outlet that's otherwise not accessible.
Tony Webber there talking with Lucy Thackray. Tony Webber, of course, from Water New South Wales. You're listening to the New South Wales Country Hour. as we talked about, there are a wide range of industries will be affected by water restrictions such as abattoirs. And Roger Fletcher, of course, owns Fletcher's International Exports in Dubbo, and he spoke to Robin Herron about his views on the impact for his business from these possible water restrictions.
The issue is it's our problem, not the government's problem. It's all the stakeholders have got to look at how we can conserve and get through the best we can. Mm. We've looked at things even on the plant where I've been around our plant, and I think sometimes we're lazy, and we can tighten up on the amount of water we're using, and that's what we've all got to do.
So you do feel that there are measures that can take further measures to try and...
Look, of course, and I mean, whatever you do, I was a drover once, when I only had 2 gallons of water, where to make it spin out a bit further. So you just didn't wash your hands as much.
Apply that now on a larger scale to what you're doing.
A larger scale, and you've got the mines and everyone else. And I don't know their business, but I think we've all got to look at it so we can spin out longer than what we do. Then there's got to be a bit of a plan of looking at whether we can conserve some of the water that does that we've been over the years lost in the channels and things, and where we can improve. And that's up to the people that's on those lines, the bureaucrats and the government. We've got to help them.
Yeah. Are there any particular measures that you've already introduced? This drought has been going for quite some time.
Oh, well, on our own plant, I've just gone around and tightened our taps up.
Yeah.
Tried to cut back. And, it's marvellous how much you can do. And then at the end of the day, if we all do that, it's virtually just an insurance policy because we don't know how long it's got to go. And if we can conserve and it gets a few more weeks, all the better. And I know the water in New South Wales is trying to manage their, the river as good as they can, and that's an important part. And by us coming together, we can support each other.
Now, Water New South Wales says it wants to see what can be done without impacting jobs, and that's why organisations like yourself, the zoo and the mines are going to be involved in these talks. You're known in Western New South Wales for trying to do whatever you can through shift changes, those sorts of things, without having to let go of workers. How realistic is it for you to reduce water use further before jobs are impacted?
Oh, look, it's difficult, but I mean, when difficult times come, you get better at it. Mm. And, we just got to look at it right across. And I don't know how the mines work. And I mean, so I don't want to interfere there, but I think, they can chop back a little bit. All we can do is if we can cut back, then we've got longer to go before we're in trouble. I mean, the dam could fill up tomorrow. I mean, I can remember a few years ago, it was empty in June, and 3 or 4 days later, it was full.